Trying to have tunnel vision right now, laser focus on what we're trying to do. You don't want to make it something bigger than it is.
You said you were going to evaluate yourself as much as the offense after the Giants game. What did you come away with your study?
Yeah, well, like any game, since first game you ever played, there's good and bad, but you always focus on what you can improve on first. And just like I said after the game, first and foremost is taking care of the football. So that's an area of emphasis with me, with my coaches, and we're working on that.
That sounds easy, though. Anyone watching will say, yeah, you try to avoid the interception. How easy is it to actually put that into practice and have that happen?
Right, I think it's just something that's in the back of your mind. But like you said, you still got to play ball. It's a reactionary sport. They all are. But, you just keep it there and just try to make good decisions ultimately. And I think, the more you prep, the better you feel about the decisions.
Scott, do you come out of a game with more confidence in the long ball? You get a bunch. I mean, do you think, hey, this is part of my game?
Well, I think, first and foremost, we have some playmakers that made some great plays, quite frankly. I mean, my job is to give those guys a chance, and we've all seen it, for years, really. Guys making plays on the outside, and Jordy, James, and Boyk, too, this year. So I think, really, they're the ones that probably, get the credit because, I'm just putting it up and they're making the play.
Is the frustration, though, for you just not getting in the end zone? It's like you guys get the long ball, you get close. It's obviously running, and just for you to not throw that touchdown pass.
Yeah, we need that as a team, and, 6 points, 7 points is a lot more than three in the whole scheme of a game. That really adds up, and we got to be better in that area. And like anything, you look at yourself first and what you can improve. And it's an area of emphasis, and we're looking to get better there.
What can the positions do when a team is bringing an extra defender down against the run? You're probably going to see more of that this week as a quarterback. What things do you need to execute to get them out of that?
Well, I think all I can control is what the game plan is, and whether it's getting us in the right runs or advantageous passes. I think I'm not going to try to do too much, just try to let the game plan and in my preparation try to take care of that.
Are you still really making the switches at the line, or do you even have freedom to make those pass option calls?
Yeah, and I think especially as the weeks add on here, I'm getting more and more comfortable with what we're trying to do. But I think primary is to let the offense come to you. And usually good things happen when you let that game plan take care of itself.
Everyone in this locker room really seems to support you. Do you feel that?
Well, I hope so. I mean, I think that's you do want the respect of your teammates. That's in anything you do, whether it's football or any work environment, you want the respect of your comrades. And I appreciate the guys in this locker room kind of embracing me. That they don't have to do that. And just I've been really impressed with the guys going out of their way to help me when they haven't had to, from Aaron and Matt to the coaches and all the guys in the locker room.
Just talked about the sense of urgency that's going on with you guys. Do you feel any added pressure from that as well, preparing for this week?
No, I think no question there's a sense of urgency. You still try to stay within yourself and let the game come to you. I think you want to press in your preparation, but you don't want to press on the field, if that makes any sense.
How tough is it to be in your position? I know you guys have the next man up mentality, but the man you are replacing right now is considered by many to be the best player in the league. Is that just a different weight on your shoulders, do you think, than others had to deal with?
No, I mean, I think you just got to be yourself. I know we're so lucky to have Aaron as our quarterback, and all of us want him playing, but at the same time, you don't make excuses. It's what we have in the locker room, and you make the most of it, plain and simple, and you go from there.